Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Gimel, is the subject of an eruv on top of a tree and the halachos of taking something off a tree on Shabbos. The premise of the difficult Daf Lamed Gimel, is that if you have an eruv on a tree, it will be prohibited to take it off. There is a machlokis whether an eruv would be valid or not if it's sitting on a tree. But both the Chachamim and Rebbe say that it's prohibited to take it off the tree. There is a Ritva, whose opinion we've discussed in Maseches Shabbos, who is bothered, what is the reason that it is going to be Asur? The Ritva asks, if it's sitting on a tree where you don't have to climb up the tree, then it's not included in the Isur of Ole B'ilon. And why would it be that one would not be able to take it off? He points out that even though there's a prohibition to ride an animal on Shabbos, however, it's permissible to take one's utensils off the animal, as the Gemara describes in Perek Mishi Hichshich on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. This leads the Ritva to come to a conclusion, which it was important for us on Daf Kuf Nun Dalid in Maseches Shabbos, and it turns out this will be a source for a very important position of the Mishnah Brura that we will review. Says the Ritva, "Vanachum be'enai dehachi isura." It's prohibited to take an eruv off a tree. Mishum dezimnin dechishak olei no sen gufo al ilan v'hu mishtamish bo. Says the Ritva, there's a separate isur of being mishtamesh be'ilan, and that is the reason that you're not allowed to put a candle on top of a tree on Yom Tov. Not for the reason that he might come to climb up the tree and cut off its branch, but rather, according to the Ritva, there's a separate isur of being mishtamesh with the tree. It turns out we did not emphasize this at the time, but this is the source. We understand more the psak of the Mishnah Brura that writes in Simin Shin La Midvav Sivkot and Yudbeis that it's always prohibited to take something off on Shabbos, off of a tree. Let us now go and review that sugya as we discussed on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Ezros Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Dalet is a famous story with the Stipler Gaon, revolves around the famous story of the Stipler Gaon, Mesiras Nefesh of the Stipler Gaon, that actually applies Lahalacha every once in a while. And that is, there's a well-known legend that the Stipler Gaon, when he was a soldier in Russia, he was forcefully conscripted into the army in Russia, not a Jewish army, the Tsar's army. So there, he was required to do guard duty. He managed to get guard duty on Shabbos, and he would stand and guard. However, it was absolutely freezing. Legend has it that on one Shabbos, the soldier that would normally bring in the coat, there weren't many coats in those days in Russia, for the other soldier to do guard duty, had left it hanging on a tree. The Stipler said to himself in the absolute freezing weather, just another 5 minutes, of course, for a din d'rabbanan that we learned on Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that one is not allowed to be mishtamesh be'ilan. One is not allowed to use a ilan, lest one come and climb on to the ilan, which is found in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Seif Aleph. That was a discussion of the Gemara of why you can't use a tree for a wall for a sukkah. As the Gemara on the bottom of Kufnun Dalet Amud Beis, and it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Ve'im Mishtam Shem Mechubel Karka Klal Gzeira Shema Yalav Yitlosh. So legend has it that the Stipler said, on this Issur D'Rabbanan, of course, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, he would have to violate it, but let me wait another 5 minutes to be sure it's Pikuach Nefesh. And the legend has it that he waited 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes, and ultimately, he survived without putting the coat on. This is not to be recommended to be tried at home. It's a story that's said over about the tzidkus of the Stipler Gaon. Now, what I would like to do is apply that to a modern case. And that is, every once in a while, a person's talus will get stuck on a tree. Or a person finds their sweater fell onto a tree, maybe from the clothesline, assuming that the clothesline was not muktzah. Is it permissible to remove it from the tree? Is something hanging on a tree, by definition, prohibited to be removed? So it seems from the language at first glance of the Ramah that one would say that it's aser. Says the Ramah in Shin Lamed Vav Aleph, V'dafka Adam Shalom Sham, that if someone went up during the day, he's allowed to go down. Aval Aminiach Sham Chayfetz Mibod Yom, aser Litlo Misham Mishabbos. But if he put something there during the day, then it's prohibited for him to take it on Shabbos. Despite the fact that if he had climbed up during the day, then whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, he's allowed to come down. L'chura, the simple reading of the Ramah, is that you're not allowed to take something off of a tree, and that would also qualify as being mishtamesh with the tree. However, the Elyo Rabbah in Simin Tov Kuf Yudalid points out that the Rush in Perek Hay, not in our Perek, but in the fifth Perek in Simin Beis, seems to present the Isser in a different way. The Rush there writes that even though the halachos of resting on an animal and leaning against a tree are the same thing, that there is an Isser midrabanan, lest you come to ride, be mishtamesh bebehema or be mishtamesh the ilan. But if you put a saddle onto a behema and you don't need to lean on it at all, and you're not tying it, the Rush says it's permissible. And then the Rush asks on himself, but what about the fact that it says on Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph that you're not allowed to put a candle on top of a tree? What's the difference between that and the saddle? Says the Rush, the reason why it's prohibited to put a candle on the tree on Yom Tov is because we're afraid that you're going to go up on Shabbos to take it from the tree. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Nevinzal point out, therefore on Shabbos it will be different because anyhow the candle is going to be muktzah. And the Rush concludes, Delo amru chachamim, the chachamim prohibited putting on things on a tree, ela ein olin al gabe behema, ve ein olin al gabe ilan, biyomtov. They prohibited to put things on a tree, lest you come and climb on it on Yom Tov. The Elyo Rabbah in the above place says that from the Rush is Mashma, and if you look back in the words of the Ramah, that's going according to Magen Mishnah, one could argue this as well, that the Isser is specifically to put something on a tree that a person would normally take off, and we're afraid that if you're going to do that, that will encourage people to climb on trees. But what happens if it fell there? So then in such a case, from the Rush is Mashma, that there is no Isur to take it off. Certainly, the Elyo Rabbah concludes that if it's something that's not common, it would be permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sivkatan Yud Beis seems to say that the Isser is not the way the Elyo Rabbah presented it. V'atam da asru lito b'shabbos me'ilan mishum de kal yovo al yidei zeh lishoin elav o al echon me'enofav ulefichach kol shegovo yosem yigimol tvachim gazru bazeh. That it's, if we're going to allow people to take it off the tree, they'll easily come to lean on it, and it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is afraid that they will cut off the branch, and that's part of the Gzeira Midrabanan. And if one takes a look at the source of the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham in Sivkatan Beis points out that the simple reading of the Rush is like the Elyo Rabbah had presented. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham believes that according to the Magen Mishnah and others, it is usher to take anything off of the tree, and for that reason, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham do not go with the Svara of the Elyo Rabbah. I do not have one chelik of Rav Ozner's tshuvas in Shevet Alevi, the chelik that I don't have is Chelek Zayin Simin Mem Dalet. Maybe someone could do some research. The Bar Ilan CD-ROM that I have is missing one Chelek of Rav Ozner's Tshuvas. Thankfully, the Sefer Pnine Halacha summarizes Rav Ozner's Tshuva on the topic, where he suggests that even though the Magen Avram is Machmer according to Magen Mishnah, maybe that was only a case where it was put intentionally onto the tree. However, over here, since it fell onto the tree and it's easy to remove, maybe one could be Makel. It doesn't seem that way to me from the simple reading of the Magen Avram. It would seem that there is a Machlokes HaPoskim. We have on the one end the position of the Elyo Rabbah, on the other end the position of the Magen Avram. It is a Safek D'Rabbanan. Maybe there is room to be Makel in the case of where a person's talus falls onto a tree or anything else that falls there. If that would be so, then the case of the stipler, where the stipler himself did not put it intentionally on the tree, but someone else had, what would the Elyo Rabba say in such a case? Where it wasn't put on Erev Shabbos, onto the tree intentionally to be taken off. It was put on Shabbos. Does this takana, according to Elyo Rabba, only apply when it was put by a Jew on Erev Shabbos with the intention to get it? But if a Gentile put it there absentmindedly on Shabbos, would there be an Isser altogether? Or, according to the Magen Avram, any time that's put on the tree, we have to be choshesh that he'll come to lean on it. In our case, where a person's talus blows off in the wind or from a clothesline, then it would be even less of an intention, and Rav Ozner Shlita claimed that even according to the Magen Avram, it will be mutter. Of course, this is a shaila v'derabanan, and I could definitely hear Poskim suggesting that there would be room to be makel, even if the Magen Avram would not be makel, in a case of where it was not put intentionally on the tree. Nevertheless, it's a safek d'rabanan, and there would be grounds to be makel. This is a summary of the basic issues of taking something off a tree on Shabbos. Finally, I conclude this Dvar Halacha in regards to the story of the stipler. I was just in Bnei Brak, Zocha again this year, again to speak in learning with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Maybe we'll recount one time what the discussion was. And we went to the Beis HaKfaros in Bnei Brak, and one of the Rabbeim in the Tivari, Rabbi Aryeh Varon, said over the story about the stipler at his kever, and he pointed out a beautiful lesson that emerges from the story, and that is that sometimes if a person says to Yetzahara, you're very, very hard to deal with, but just 5 minutes, I won't be nichshol for 5 minutes, then ultimately it could be that he could be zocha to achieve great heights by postponing something for 5 minutes. The stipler felt that in this case he had to, or he should, despite the fact that according to Elyo Rabba, one could argue it could be Makel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Kuf Nun Dalet.